Thursday, the 24th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we are going to think a little bit more about the Rosary and about those beautiful mysteries of the Rosary that we're remembering when we pray the Rosary. And, of course, today we're thinking about the luminous mysteries. And I'd like us to think today a little bit about the preaching of the kingdom of God. So what are we talking about here? Well, if you go to Matthew's Gospel, is where you'll find a lot of this with the Sermon on the Mount. And we hear Jesus preaching about how he wants us to live. And if you were to sum up all of Jesus' preaching, Jesus tells us that there are two commandments. Do you remember what they are? That's right. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. And in the modern era, a lot of people have pointed out that there are actually three commandments. There's a hidden one in the middle of that. And that is that you have to love yourself as well. That you have to love your neighbor, you have to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, then you won't be very loving towards your neighbor. It's love your neighbor as yourself. And love the Lord your God. I quite like in Judaism when they teach children that first commandment. It comes as part of the Shema. So the Shema is the kind of great prayer of Judaism. If you listen to Jewish people praying the Shema, if you ever are with them, you'll notice they stand up and put their hands over their eyes when they pray the Shema. And the Shema in English goes, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one." And then the next bit, which is when they take their hands off their eyes, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your resources. And then some people add in, I've seen some progressive Jewish prayers that add in all your intellect. That means your brain and all your resources, which is kind of everything that you have. So when Jesus says it, to a Jewish audience, they know all of that. That resonates with them. They know that stuff about when he says, love the Lord your God. They know it means with everything that you have, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your resources, your intellect, your memory, your capacity to sing or run or jump, your maths ability, your wealth, everything that makes you you, everything that you have some control over. All of this needs to be put at the service of God. That's kind of the core idea of Jesus' preaching of the kingdom. And then this next part, and you must love one another. You must love your neighbor as yourself. You must love yourself, and you must love your neighbor. So for kids, how do we love ourselves? Some of these things are not obvious, and you may think, oh, they don't really count like a loving thing for myself. Here are some of the not obvious things you need to do to love yourself. You need to go to school. You need to learn. You need to do your homework. That is loving yourself, actually, because you are helping yourself be a better person. You need to get enough sleep. Sometimes I go and work in different schools, and children tell me they were on their cell phone until midnight. And I'm like, that's not a good way to sleep. You're not getting the sleep you need. Do you know that children and teenagers need lots of sleep because your brains are growing? It's not just that you're processing stuff, but your brains are actually growing and they grow in your sleep. So you should be getting about 10 hours of sleep a night, guys. You need to drink lots of water. And I'm not so good at this myself, but you do need to drink lots of water. That's how you love yourself. You need to eat healthy food, vegetables and fruit, as well as the occasional sweet. You need to exercise, to run and jump and skip and dance and swim and whatever exercise you like doing. You need to do all your homework, pay attention in class. All of these are things that we do to love ourselves. Loving ourselves does not mean we eat chocolates all day and never go to sleep and watch whatever we want on TV. That's actually quite abusive to our body. It's not actually good for us. Loving ourselves means living a healthy and active life. And I'm going to add in here something I have found to be a very important part of loving myself, and that is spending time in prayer. I pray because I love God, but I also pray because it's good for me and I feel better when I have prayed. And then we are able to love our neighbor like we love ourselves, to be kind to our neighbor, to be gentle with our neighbor, to help our neighbor to pay attention in class. So is it being kind to our neighbor if when the teacher is turning to write something on the board, I poke them with my pencil? No, because I'm distracting them. And is it kind if I laugh at somebody? No. And is it kind if I think their name is funny and I make fun of their name? No. So it's being about loving our neighbor and ourselves and God. And when we are in balance, when we are loving in all three directions, then we are beginning to live the kingdom of God that Jesus was preaching. So let's pray now. Lord, we pray for generous hearts to love you, for the self-discipline to love ourselves, and for the kindness to love others. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.